There is melancholy and loss here. Gauguin's paintings of the Tahitians were, in one sense, an honest account of the condition in which he found them. A people in the latter stages of contamination by the civilizing mission, a people consumed by the European society Gauguin thought he had left behind. We should not forget that Gauguin was a vocal critic of French colonialism in Tahiti, and that one particular aspect of the way he saw himself made his view of civilization more complex than he's normally given credit for.
Like most Europeans, he saw the world as being divided between those who lived civilized, somewhat artificial lives, and those who had remained in a natural, savage state. But he believed he himself was mixed race, French, Peruvian, but also partly Inca. And those two states, the natural and the savage, existed within him, literally in his blood. So in Tahiti, he wasn't just looking for a lost island paradise. He was searching for a lost part of himself.
But Gauguin's last great work suggests that his search for identity and meaning was never resolved. On a vast canvas, a row of Polynesian women represent the universal cycle of life, from birth to old age. Death and the beyond are represented by a blue idol. It's a Gauguin invention, though based on his fascination with the myths of a lost Tahitian past. In trying to find an antidote to modern life, Gauguin had turned to the art and culture of a civilization most Europeans would have labeled primitive. Yet in the end, perhaps he concluded that there are no answers to the universal questions about the meaning of life and death.